This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, music from Polish jazz artist Tomasz Sztanko. First, though, we turn to the somber topic of Colombia's six-decades-old civil war. On Tuesday, 34 peasants were massacred in the northern town of La Gabara. Authorities are blaming the country's largest guerrilla army, the FARC, for the deaths. Despite this latest tragedy, there is hope in Colombia these days. The government last week proposed a ceasefire with another guerrilla group. Both sides have accepted an offer from the government of Mexico to mediate peace negotiations. Chip Mitchell reports from Bogota.
Megaphone in hand, 40-year-old Beatriz Abadan is taking a few minutes from her clothing store job here in the Colombian capital. As she does frequently with fellow members of her Pentecostal church, she's promising passers-by that the Lord won't forget them when he arrives from heaven. And for the first time in years, she's filled with hope her country's war might wind down before that day. It would be great if these people who've taken the wrong path would finally repent and stop hurting humanity, she says. That's roughly what President Uribe has been hearing from human rights groups since taking office nearly 2 years ago. While hiking military spending and vowing to rout left-wing guerrillas, he's been negotiating with right-wing paramilitaries behind most of the war's civilian massacres. Criticized for favoring the paramilitaries, Uribe last month proposed talks with the smaller of Colombia's two major guerrilla groups, the National Liberation Army, known as the ELN. Former National Security Advisor Alfredo Rangel Suarez.
Y por ello estaría tratando de limpiarse un poco la imagen que tiene frente a ciertas...
The government would be trying to clean up its international image, he says. Both the ELN and Colombia's largest guerrilla group, the FARC, formed in 1964, but the ELN is just a quarter the size of the 17,000-strong FARC, and the ELN has never played a big role in Colombia's drug trade or embraced Soviet dogma. The ELN draws inspiration rather from the Cuban Revolution and Catholic liberation theology. But like the FARC, the ELN generates millions of dollars a year from extortion and kidnapping, tactics that have increasingly isolated the group. Colombian leftists who insist on peaceful change won key mayoral and gubernatorial elections in October, and the European Union classified the ELN as terrorist in April, adding it to a list that already included the FARC and Colombia's paramilitary federation. In ELN strongholds, meanwhile, Colombia's U.S.-backed military has beefed up in recent years, police have arrested hundreds of accused ELN supporters, and paramilitaries have murdered hundreds more.
A grupo guerrillero que en muchas zonas es el que protege al ELN.
In many areas, Rangel says, the ELN now relies on the FARC for protection, ammunition, and food. But the ELN is far from dead. Last fall, it held 7 foreign backpackers until a human rights commission investigated a paramilitary blockade of northwestern indigenous reservations. An anti-kidnapping group this month reported that the ELN is holding 391 hostages. As a condition for peace talks, the ELN demanded a bilateral ceasefire, which the Uribe government agreed to this month. If they reach the negotiating table, the ELN will press for reshaping Colombian society. Nelson Berrio directs a coalition of 156 groups called the Permanent Assembly of Civil Society for Peace. From participating in past ELN talks, he doesn't expect the Uribe administration to abandon privatizations or other free market initiatives the guerrillas blame for Colombia's vast disparity of wealth.
El gobierno no quiere cambiar el sistema económico, al contrario. Van a firmar un tratado de libre comercio.
The government doesn't want to change the economic system. On the contrary, it's going to sign a U.S. free trade agreement that'll expand poverty, he says. But solving the social problems behind the war doesn't seem to be anyone's priority right now. Former Inspector General Jaime Bernal Cuellar has been shuttling proposals between government officials here in Bogota and an ELN leader imprisoned near the city of Medellin. He says bringing the two sides together could lead to accords between all of Colombia's armed groups to exchange captives, ban landmines, quit recruiting children, and stop attacking indigenous communities.
Sí se puede humanizar la guerra.
The war can be humanized, he says. After so many years of violence, millions of Colombians are hoping for just that. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Bogota.